The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
To wear, you think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you are good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. When you call, text, or tweet, put odds on it. Getting a lot of comments about kids. 832 says, I'm a mom of three kids, and my husband and I haven't eaten out with our kids in years. They're a nightmare. That's the thing. Mine were really hit and miss. And there were times if they were tired, they were being really disruptive. And I would just take them outside until they calmed down and wouldn't let them eat. That probably makes me one of those abusive parents now.
Yeah.
But and the worst was one time my son, we were at Disney. Mm-hmm. And it was getting late, and he was really tired. And he refused to leave. He sat in the middle of the road there while – the people are coming through trying to clean it and wouldn't move. And he was a big kid. And, you know, basically if every time I try to pick him up, everybody's looking at me like, oh, you're abusing your kid. I'm like, no, I'm trying to get my kid out of the road and go home. And so now, you know what, I haven't forgotten those things. So the way I get them back is now that they're old enough to drive and go to lunch with me, I get hammered, so I embarrass them.
It works too.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, you remember, you little bastard, when you were at Disney and you wouldn't get up, I'm going to throw up on you. Like, I don't remember that, Dad. Dad, I'm a junior in college. I don't remember these things. I remember. You little six-year-old, you know what? Mm-hmm. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Man, still a lot of stuff to get to. And I don't want to turn this into – how to deal with your children thing, because I have no clue what it's like to deal with a special needs kid, for one thing.
Right.
And those of you who do that are on a different level. Joseph, what are the odds of Patriots blow out the Dolphins Sunday and Josh Gordon has a big game? I could see that.
Have they said that Josh Gordon's going to play?
They haven't yet, but you know how the Patriots are. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays. I think he'll have a big game.
Yeah, I think the Patriots offense is set to get right pretty soon. Once Josh Gordon gets out there, Julian Edelman's going to be back soon. They did lose Rex Burkhead to IR, so it looks like it's going to be the James White, Sony Michel show going forward. Sony Michel's a guy who,
man, I like him a lot, but he has not looked good so far.
Yeah, he hasn't done it yet. But I'm with you. I think eventually he's gonna get it going. But yeah, right now it ain't good.
832. Whenever I hear bleepy children in a plane, restaurant, or an event, all I think of is a scene from Star Wars Episode 3 when Anakin is executing Order 66. Yes, you cannot kill younglings. You can't do it. So I saw that Osuna got booed pretty heavily in his first appearance back in Toronto. And, yeah, I don't think much of the Astros announcers, but they were still going, oh, it's a mixed reaction. I'm like, no, that wasn't a mixed reaction. Well, how'd you expect them to respond? I mean, you know, they lost their closer because the guy got in trouble.
Yeah. Although Brad Lidge has done pretty well for them. Or not Bradley,
Brad Lidge.
New Brad Lidge, Ken Giles.
He has done pretty well for them. But, yeah, it was funny, though. They were just going, oh, looks like a mixed reaction. It's like, yeah, mixed boos, loud ones and quiet ones. Man, I read this column today, and I kind of wanted to get into it a little bit because I'm getting increasingly frustrated with USA Today's columnists.
Okay.
Because they really have turned into sex baiters, race baiters, whatever. I mean, it's just it's like the worst kind of trolling. And like here's the one today. Despite Ryan Fitzpatrick's heroics, Buccaneers must play Jameis Winston sooner rather than later.
Why must they?
Because
they're 2-1.
Yeah, they are 2-1. Which, by the way, they weren't very good last year.
No.
But the whole thing is about how, okay, Fitzpatrick is just a backup and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's quoting the coach, says, we know what we're going to do. Both guys know what we're going to do. I hope everybody can appreciate it. It doesn't do us any good to tell our opponents what we're going to do. That'll work itself out as the week goes on. I think that's it's one of those that there's a couple of ways. Obviously, there's two ways you can go here. Depends on your it depends on what you want from your team. If you really believe Jameis Winston is the future and he's the guy, you probably got to throw him back out there. If you kind of are looking at it like, hey, we're 2-1, maybe you have a chance to do something, let's leave Fitzpatrick in there until he melts down, and then you got your guy back. Because I just don't think – I don't think there's anything good that can come out of this if you put Winston in back in right away.
I don't think so either. Here's the deal. Jameis Winston is – In a situation where he's really got to prove something, and the Bucs are in a situation where they really need to see if they want to keep him as their franchise quarterback going forward. Right now, they have a luxury of having a quarterback who's actually capable enough to win them some games. I think they have to ride that while they're winning games. Yeah. I mean, when you really consider, you know, what the Bucs were last year.
Well, he's had three seasons, and they haven't really done anything.
No.
And last year was supposed to be, and maybe I bought into it last year. I thought that was the year they were going to make the big step, right?
They won 5 games last year.
Yeah, that was a big step in the wrong
Fitzpatrick's
direction.
Won 2 already this year.
Yeah, so I'm not good at math, but percentage-wise, are we going to do that again?
Yeah.
But here's what this guy says. Can Winston play? He's got all the physical and mental tools.
Mental tools?
Yeah. I got to stop right there.
What has Jameis Winston shown you that he's got the mental tools to handle being a franchise quarterback in the NFL? Kawhi. We're not talking about you.
Kawhi has the mental tools.
Robot
no
Kawhi.
Question. No, but I mean, what has he done to show you he has the mental tools to be an NFL quarterback?
I mean,
that's a big question mark with him, right?
He already had question marks about that coming in, and now there's more questions than there were when we started with him. So yeah, I don't see that.
713-780 ESPN, Mike from the Woodlands. What are the odds of Fred being a funny granddad? I'm going to be a terrible granddad. I'm going to tell him to keep those little monsters away from me. I say that now. That's what my mom keeps saying. Oh, yeah, wait till you have grandkids. You'll feel differently. It's like, no, man, I feel like I did my time.
Yeah.
You know, I lived through the fact that they were little monsters. And, you know, now they're kind of turning into pretty cool kids. As long as I'm staying off my daughter's Twitter, they're pretty cool kids.
Yeah.
Just let them, you know, whenever they want to have them, great. Hopefully it'll be by the time I'm dead. And they can name one after me. And then I won't have to deal with it. Brother Bear, over under 28 blitzers will not complete the pub crawl. I'll take over. That will.
Oh, okay.
I probably won't, because
I mean, you're the boss of the pub crawl.
No, I'm just the host of the pub crawl.
You have to finish it then.
I don't know if I can.
How many?
It will have been like 3.5 weeks since I've had anything to drink when I do that.
And how many pubs are on this pub
six.
Crawl? You can't drink six beers now?
You know how this is going to go. People are going to buy me more than one at one place. And it's going to turn into 10 or 12.
You have to just be hard and fast, one beer per pub. Just say, you want to buy me a beer at the next pub? Cool. You could follow us there.
Yeah, maybe. I could probably do six, but it's going to have to be really light stuff, like low ABV.
That's all good.
Yeah, like I'm not going to be doing BBH at one place.
Yeah, don't do that. You ain't going to make it if you do that.
That'll get ugly fast. So, 713 says, what are the odds we'll get moral victory Monday back if the Texans lose Sunday? Doesn't there have to be a moral victory?
I didn't see one last week. There hasn't been a moral victory. Well, Deshaun Watson's passing yards, moral victory.
Monday, moral victory Monday.
Wow. I'd forgotten how bad that was.
I remember.
What was that? Oh, yeah. Guys, you want to do something good in the world? We all want to do something good in the world, right? Well, let's say you have a vehicle that's sitting out in your garage, or maybe it's just got a whole bunch of miles on it and you don't want to drive it anymore, and you're thinking about trading it in, or you're thinking about selling it, not really going to get much for it, or maybe you were just going to fix it up and it's just sitting out there and nothing's happened to it, or maybe you even got flood damage. Well, guess what? Donate it. But it doesn't have to be just a car. It can be an RV. It can be a tractor, motorcycle, truck, any of those. Donate it to Texans Can Academies, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So you can get rid of something that you're not using anymore, that's not doing you any good, and you can do a good thing with it. You can also get a $50 gift card if you tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies. These are schools right here in town that they take in kids who've had issues at other schools in terms of working around their schedules and things like that. And so many of them go there, and Texans Can Academies works around it. They graduate. They do great things. And that's where the money from your donations goes. And every blitzer will tell you that's done this, it's so easy. They come out there, they take care of everything. And it's quick, and you feel better because you've done a good thing. And you got rid of something. How do you beat that? 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys, if you feel like you have too much money, stop listening now because this message isn't for you. But if you feel like you could use a couple bucks, Bill Advisor's got you covered. We've been talking about him for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. And I know what you're thinking, man, I got a great rate when I signed up. And you probably did, but now you're paying that loyal customer rate, which is worse than the new customer rate somehow. Bill Advisor's going to fix that. Week in and week out, they've been winning for our listeners, most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands per year, and you don't have to lower your service, just lower your rates. This week's big winners, Lauren W. from Cypress saved $2,807 on auto insurance. James B. from Houston saved $3,219 on TV and energy bills. And then Kenneth S. from Spring, he was the big winner this week, $3,572 on his home insurance. That could be you. If you couldn't use an extra $3,500, okay, maybe it's not for you. But if you could use that, you need to check out Bill Advisor. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start saving you money. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar in the Hyatt in the Galleria. It's very easy to find. It's right there on Sage in Alabama, right near the beautiful Palacios Gal Studios. And while we're here, specialty margaritas for $16, including the Aneo Smash that AJ loves. Food specials, specialty tacos for $10, wings for $10, loaded nachos for $13, which is what the promo team was over there destroying. I don't see any of it left either. It's what when you're 15 years old, you can eat whatever you want.
And, good old days.
Bar specials, Wells for $5, house wine for $6, draft beer $4 for a 16-ounce, and $6 for a 20-ounce. And a brief plug for sportsmap.com, the greatest website ever created by any human being everywhere, at least for sports in Houston. Lots of good stuff on there today. And we've already surpassed our record month today.
Oh, wow.
And we've still got several days left here in September.
So, it's my fantasy rankings. You're welcome.
Well, no, they're not up yet. So they'll be up tonight because I'm doing a show right now.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, this has been – it's funny because – I've been talking the last few days, if the Texans continue to suck, I'm going to have to cut back on what we're doing with the Texans. But that's still just driving the bus right now. Now, I think
– for sure.
And I was talking to Cody about this earlier today. I think it's going to go from anger to apathy pretty quick.
Agreed.
But the good news is we'll have Astros. But just to let you know what's up there, Lance has a column on saying Texans better check their arrogance because they don't own this town. Very angry, Lance, I might say. Charlie Polillo's video on Bob McNair and the $20 million bullet is just killing it. In fact, Charlie has now moved into contention for the top spot for year-end bonus.
Joe Charlie.
Yeah, man, since he started doing those videos, man, he's killing it. Our guy Steven, the weather guy's column, has just gone nuts, too. He basically did a breakup letter with the Texans, and people are just reading it like crazy. It's fantastic. Got a little... little story in the Astros wrapping up the AL West, the college football report from Dell, Jerry's Bookie Busters is just continues to murder soccer. Cody has a little bit on the Pro Football Focus's rankings for the Texans, which we can go through at some point if you want. Not good, as you might expect.
Yeah.
But he does bring up a good point, and one of the reasons why I'm kind of backing off the Colts play that you're going to do this week. We have the rankings of the top 12 of all 12 FBS teams.
Mm-hmm.
Got our report. And at some point, we'll have Brittany's SEC report. But also, I have my Beating the Odds piece on the Texans having a 2.8% chance of making the playoffs. And we put it in context. And we talked about that a little bit on the show yesterday. I added some other funny stuff. Like you have a 2% chance of being in Mensa.
Yeah.
Which the Texans have a better chance than
that. Yeah, that's good.
Do you like the photo I used?
That's strong. Yeah. Well done.
It's from Hunger Games, so 713-780-ESPN. Taylor says, thank you for not being homers like Sports Radio 610. I would have thought the Texans were playing a playoff game this week.
Nope, not our job.
No, it's a loser leave town game.
Yeah.
W.A. Foster, what are the odds Cam Newton wins a Super Bowl in his career? He may have missed his chance. He may have missed his chance. I think it's still possible. But the next couple of years, the NFC is so stacked. Hell, his division's stacked. And I'm not going to say he can't because I saw him carry that team and that him in a great defense. And if they can do that, then yeah, they can get back there. And I do. It sure looks like whoever wins the NFC is going to win the AFC unless the Chiefs continue to do this all year, which I don't think they will. But, yeah, I would say he's less it's I go 8%. 10% tops. What's he got? 8 years left, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. So, assuming he stays healthy. Yeah. I've always thought that Cam was a he wasn't the most mentally tough guy. And anybody who, you know, lays down and cries and kicks his legs and throws a fit on the sideline, you're a grown man. Like, that's what you expect in a peewee football
game. That's what you expect from Jameis Winston.
Yeah, so It doesn't bode well for me.
Black Spotted Zebra wants to know if proposing to his future sex robot would be eligible for the Robbins Brothers test. That seems pretty original. John, yeah. Ruling?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Hey, John, tell us about Comic-Cast this week. I saw you had a guest, and you were thanking the guest.
Oh, yeah. We had Mario F. Robles. He does a bunch of stuff he does a lot of DC stuff. So we kind of broke down everything about Joker, everything about DC, and I think my first interview on the podcast. Michael had some people on the podcast while I was gone on my honeymoon, but no, he was very, very informative and very, very good.
So was that fun doing an interview?
Yeah, we had him on for like almost an hour.
Wow. That's the difference between podcasts and stuff like this. Well, cool. Check it out. Tell them where they can go to get it.
You can find it if you search on iTunes. You can find it on podcastarena.com/Comic-Cast. You can find it on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you can find your podcasts.
You make any money off that thing yet? You got a sponsor or something?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on. Be a salesman, John.
You want to sponsor it?
No, I don't. I think it's stupid, but I mean, there's something for everybody.
Well,
John,
you know what?
I think your sole focus should be this show. That's the same thing I tell Fred about Sports Map. All that other stuff, it's just distractions. Let's just keep kicking ass here. Let everything else work itself out. Let other people do all those other jobs. We got one focus here. Domination.
Well, I don't want to say anything, but since I took over Sports Map, when did our ratings go through the roof? Because we created Sports Map, and now we have a huge following there that comes to our show. So, you know, if you want to...
Maybe it's because it's been more me talking and more you... working on Sports Map during the show.
No. That's not it. I think in spite of you, that's why we have such great ratings.
Oh.
And I think, you know what, Jong's Comic-Cast, I think he's brought some new listeners too. Maybe not the, you know, hundreds of thousands that we have on Sports Map, but, you know, I bet he's brought in two or five listeners.
At least.
So, yeah. 409, what are the odds of Chiefs winning the AFC West to get beat in the division round? I think the one thing that would scare me about the Chiefs is their defense is
suspect,
very suspect, which is going to hurt you in the playoffs. And at some point, I wanted to do this, and I'm sure maybe one of the interns, we can put them to work on this. I'd like to go get Alex Smith's stats from the first three games last year and compare them to Patrick Mahomes, because I know Mahomes is killing it, and I know he's doing much better than Smith did. But I think we're going to find that Smith's stats were pretty damn good too. So... here's a question for you. I'll pose this to you and John. Dallas Cowboys come to you and say, I'll trade you Jason Garrett for Bill O'Brien right now.
I mean, that's like you saying, I'll give you two dimes and a nickel for a quarter. I'd be like, huh, I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing. You got coach.
But which one's the quarter? Because the quarter's more convenient. You don't want to have to carry all that change around. You only want one.
It's more convenient to just keep what you've got, right?
Well, no. If I could get a quarter for two dimes and a nickel, I would do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's a quarter. I don't like it.
It is kind of – it's pretty much two guys you just don't want. And it's fairly – and at least – Garrett's had one or two seasons. But, yeah. Bitter Texan fan saying this is the only fun you can have with the Texans. My Sundays are free. Talking about the odds.
Yeah.
I've been very, very negative this week, and I know that. It's part of my new leaf to try to be a more positive human being. So I just thought we'd have fun with it. Okay, because what else can you do except laugh? When the Titanic was going down,
You laughed.
I laughed. I really did, and I thought, hey, Leo's going to die, and somehow this chick's going to live.
Oh, I thought you meant when you were on the Titanic.
No, that wasn't me. Mm. That wasn't me. Just because that picture looks just like me, and it's kind of got that Wonder Woman thing to it where it's kind of the, you know, the sepia-toned background. Yeah. Okay, so Alex Smith threw the first three games last year. Okay, it doesn't add the numbers up for me, but, yeah, these are pretty good. First game, 28 of 35, 368, four touchdowns. Second game, when they beat Philly, 21 of 28 for 251 touchdown. And then the win over the Chargers, he was 16 of 21 for 155, two touchdowns. So he had 7 touchdowns, and his lowest completion percentage was 75%.
Pretty good.
And not to mention his he rushed one game he rushed for 21 yards on 4 carries. He didn't do much elsewise. But, I mean, those are pretty stout numbers. And then he didn't have the touchdown numbers that Mahomes has had, but those completion rates. I just think this
– More importantly, they were 3-0 in those games, right?
Right, right. And they started off 5-0 before they lost to Pittsburgh, and then things kind of fell apart for him after that. That's the thing. I just think Andy Reid has his team prepared for the beginning of the season, and I think that's part of it. I mean, they come out ready to play. I do think right now I'd put them in the Super Bowl, but it's 3 games in. All right, guys. Hey, you want to save some money? We all want to save some money, right? How about you take those credit cards you've got, and if you've got good credit, and yeah, hey, they're nice to have, but how about you refinance those with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? It's a very simple way to save a bunch of money, because I don't know what you're paying APR-wise on your credit card. The average is about 18%. Some of them are a lot more than that. Well, how about this? Depending on how much of a balance you have there, you could save hundreds to thousands of dollars, lower your interest rate. And LightStream offers consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89%. I'm not good at math, but that's much lower than 18%. And they believe that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and it's so simple to go on there and do this. So say goodbye to your high-interest credit cards and start saving with LightStream. And Blitzers, you can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred, F-R-E-D, LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz live from the Urban Star Bar here in the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. If you're looking to have an event, if you're looking for a management retreat, or if you're looking for a really cool place to bring the side piece, this is it. And a great bar. Come and check it out. And I want to thank them for having us out here. Very excited about our next guest who many years ago, we mixed it up a little bit online, and no shocker, he got the best of me most of the time. Now working for the World Poker Tour as a commentator, and for somebody who hasn't been doing it that long, he does a fantastic job. Tony Dunch joins us. Tony, appreciate the time, man. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, you guys got an event coming up here in Houston that I want to talk to you about in a minute, but I wanted to ask a couple of general questions first. And, what was it like becoming a commentator and going from, you still obviously are playing a lot of big tournaments, but going from a full-time pro to a commentator and then replacing a guy like Mike Sexton, who isn't just respected, just everybody loves the guy. What was that transition like for you?
Well, initially it was very unexpected because I had just been a professional poker player and gambler my entire life. I had never gone for a professional audition or casting call in any capacity, and then I just did this tryout for the WPT and landed a job that kind of launched a career for me. So that was surreal in a way. I grew up watching the WPT in high school, when it was on, and then poker was exploding across America about 10, 15 years ago. So that was just awesome to experience. And like you said, Mike is a legend of the game and certainly a legend of the broadcasting booth. So replacing him was both an honor but also a challenge because, there were very big shoes to fill.
Did you find there were people who just didn't like you just because you were replacing Mike?
Fortunately, that hasn't really been the case. I think that Mike was so graceful in the transition, and that a lot of poker fans were familiar with me from having been on the WPT broadcast for a long time now. So I'm pleased to say that I didn't really encounter much in the way of hate coming my way.
No, that's good, because if you're doing broadcasting, there's always going to be that. Hey, one thing I really love about it that you do so well, and I always tell people, you can't learn a lot from watching tournaments on TV, but you can sure learn a lot if you listen to the commentators who are talking about how those hands are played. And one, I really enjoy how you talk about the different options that they have, and how much of that, when you came in, you said, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. How much of it is that you just doing it naturally?
It's a combination of the two. When I first came in, I had, very firm ideas about how poker should be played. And then over time, I feel like my strategy progressed and my accepting that there are numerous viewpoints. I think when you're young, it's easier to be really rigid in your beliefs and how you think things should be done. And over time, my thinking, well, often in poker, there are a few options available to you, so let's kind of consider them all. That's how I feel about that.
Tony Dunst is our guest. He is the commentator for the WPT, which has got an event coming up here in a couple of weeks. And before we get to that, I'm just kind of curious. We were in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like there's another poker room closing there every month. And kind of contrasting that with Houston, where we finally have legal poker rooms, and they're just blowing up everywhere, and there's games everywhere pretty much 24/7 now. Are you concerned at all that Vegas is slowly devaluing poker?
I am. I don't think that Vegas casinos are intentionally devaluing poker. They're just sort of, supply meets demand, adjusting to what customers want. And 10 years ago, there was such a high demand for live poker, online poker, a constant amount of tournaments, cash games, whatever it was. And it's absolutely true that the demand has tapered off here in Las Vegas, and that fewer people are coming to the poker table to spend or lose the gambling money they've allocated to Vegas than 10 years ago. But it's really cool to hear that it's taking off in Houston. I wasn't aware that there had been such a change in legality that you guys were able to kind of have a little bit of a poker boom. I feel like I need to spend some extra time there now.
I'll tell you what, it actually, but basically they found a loophole that there's nothing the state can do about. So they're just blowing up. And I played today at a club here that's really awesome. I mean, there's some really nice places here. And the cool thing is they're all poker specific. So you don't have to worry about slot machines going off and everything else. and a lot of options in terms of games. So it's really exploding. And it's really made us happy because – we've always had to go to Louisiana or Vegas, but the scene here is incredible.
Right. Well, and of course at the WPT, we're very excited to be having a WPT Deep Stacks event in Houston. The first time we've had one in the state of Texas. And that's basically starting up like today over at the Free World Poker Club in Houston. And it's like a 1K buy-in. That's kind of a historic moment for us. I didn't quite realize that there was such a surge in poker going on there. But now, of course, seeing that matches up with the event being there, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I hope you guys wind up doing a bunch more here. You guys you're also going to be in town with Lynn and Vince, correct, doing an event here in Houston?
Yeah, that's right. We are partnering with Baccarat to, put on some exclusive events and support some causes. And in particular with this event, we're supporting the Houston Professional Firefighters Association. Baccarat very generously is donating 20% of their take at the store on the day leading up to the event. The event is October 6th at the store and is invite only. But, I did the event with them in New York that was of a very similar breed, and it was awesome. It was a really... it was a really sophisticated event in a way that I don't think I've ever experienced in poker before. It was something else.
Yeah, and that is a great cause. We've been talking about our firemen here just woefully underpaid. It's a long story, so I'm really glad to see you guys here doing that. And hopefully we'll get some more WPT events here. And when you're in town, if you want the lowdown on what rooms to go to, hit me up, man. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that would be really helpful because I'd love to know where I can get the games that I can play.
All right. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. PLO down here is huge. It's every. I don't know if you're into that, but almost every room's got two or three PLO tables going now.
Actually, it's funny you say that. I'm learning PLO as we speak because having spoken to a lot of the East Coast grinders, they were telling me that for New York, for example, in New York City, Hold'em as a game just completely dried up. Everything switched to PLO. And so I'm trying to anticipate the future a little bit and get my PLO game up. How's yours?
Mine's not good. I'll take my chances with anybody and hold them, but PLO just for some reason is I've never been good at it. I think in my life I've won one tournament in PLO, and it's just a grind for me. But I think you're right. It seems to be growing and growing, so it's something I probably need to start focusing more on.
I gotcha. That's very cool to hear that there's going to be more poker in Texas's future.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get bigger from here. Well, Tony, appreciate the time, man. Big fan of yours. And like I said, you're in town. You want to know the lowdown on the rooms, hit me up. I'll take care of you.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Appreciate that. Anytime.
All right. Tony Dunst, WPT. I like that guy. He does a really good job on the most of the broadcasts, I don't like the commentators. I really like him. I really like Maria Ho when she was doing the World Series of Poker.
Maria
Ho? Yeah, Maria Ho. But he's probably my favorite, so it's fun to have him on.
Marry a who?
Who hasn't?
All right. Look, Fred, it's the bottle popping celebration.
Oh, they're not celebrating after this game.
Yeah,
they
won the division,
oh,
bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, got to pop bottles. I think that's the other thing that I really hate is it, particularly like after the wild card game when you know you got to start a new series, like, you're getting drunk the night before. I mean, I understand, oh, Babe Ruth used to get drunk, you know, day of. That's fine. That's Babe Ruth. That's Mickey Mantle. Like, today's modern athlete, you shouldn't – I mean, who's drinking the day before a big game? It's crazy.
No, they're all doing cocaine. Well,
that's different.
Oh, that was the 70s.
That's performance enhancing. That's different.
I guess that was the 70s. I don't know, man. If you know you're getting the day off, why not? What was that, John? Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson, who these guys are the best. They're the best in the business. They're the best in Houston for sure, by a mile. They focus on providing superior customer service. They've got an entire team to support you. They pride themselves on having experts that are going to make you happy. Come in and visit the friendly, reliable, experienced staff. They've been in business since 2001. They offer the latest models from Harley-Davidson, as well as a vast selection of really clean pre-owned Harleys. They've got the best selection of 2019s in all of South Texas, over 100 more arriving this month, and they've still got 50 2018 models available for sale as well. Rates as low as 0.99 APR with zero down. Get yourself on a Harley now. Get down to Republic Harley-Davidson. If you're thinking, man, I'd love to. I don't really know how to ride. Okay. They've got new rider classes they can hook you up with. Classes every weekend. Book today. The spots fill up fast. You're saying, well, I haven't rode in a long time. I don't know if I remember. They've got experienced rider classes, too, to sort of freshen you up. Visit RepublicHD.com for more info. Let them show you why Republic is Houston's number one Harley-Davidson dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Or always open online at republichd.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, we're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's Houston Thing, Saturday, October 20th, and the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurant downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. All right, I have several options for the gym of the day, but I was going to ask you if you had anything off the wall that we hadn't gotten to because you had a couple the other day.
No, nothing too crazy. Okay. I've about emptied my my sack on a crazy Florida guy.
Well, let's go to Alabama for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, we talked about bad parenting earlier. I'm going to go with this is probably considerably worse.
Okay.
Montgomery, Alabama, where Cordelia Adair has been charged with 5 counts of chemical endangerment of a child. Apparently, 5 of her children were exposed to cocaine. The victims include her 4-year-old son, 7-year-old daughter, 9-year-old daughter, 12-year-old son, and 13-year-old son. The exposure to a controlled substance allegedly occurred between June and September. And basically, their child protective services were contacted in reference to possible drug activity. Warrants were issued. She was taken into custody. When asked for a comment, basically said they could not confirm, but a Class B chemical endangerment charge would be leveled if a child suffers serious physical injury as a result of the substance exposure. So mom was giving her 5 kids cocaine.
That's really poor parenting.
I'm going to go with
you. We talked about poor parenting earlier in the show.
Yes, yes. This, I think, takes it to a different level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Well, Brother Bear saying, now my computer has locked up on me. That's not good. Was saying, what are the odds traffic is extra bad everywhere in this weather? Yeah, be careful, guys. It's going to be bad. Just ride it out. Make sure you don't. There'll be people traveling 5 miles an hour, and there's people traveling 105 miles an hour. That's just how people drive in this weather. I think the Astros celebrating today after a game that they lost a day after they clinched, that rubs me the wrong way.
Especially you're the defending champions. That's the way I look at it. But you know what?
Hey, look, if they're having fun, that's great. I just think, Arian's fetus. I'll be damned if my kids can't handle their cocaine. Oh, boy. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Still have a lot to get to, man. We could take another look at the lines. There's some things I feel a lot better about now today that I didn't yesterday. We could I've got a whole bunch of other stuff, and especially NFL-related. I have the PFF's offensive line rankings.
Okay.
We'll see where your Texans rank this week. So –
can't be good.
Yeah.
It can't be. They were 31 last week?
30, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was only Arizona behind them.
No, there was somebody else. So.
Well, I'm excited to see where they've moved. can't be too much higher. I would assume if they were 30 last week, I would guess they're down to 32.
Yeah, well, not quite.
Well, keep fighting the good fight, boys. You'll get there. Are we supposed to go to break right now, Joe?
No. Oh, okay.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Then I won't. I won't read that copy that I was going to read.
So I don't know where to. I don't know where to go here because everything I have is going to be like more than 2 minutes. I don't have a 2-minute thing.
Yeah. Did you see the that James Harrison, his advice to Le'Veon Bell?
I did see that.
If you haven't heard this, James Harrison told Le'Veon Bell that you should come back and then, you know, make sure your service time's still going, you're doing all those things that you need to get paid, and then fake an injury. Which would probably lead to them just cutting him.
Yeah.
But that's what he kind of wants anyway, I think, at this point.
Is that the worst advice you've ever heard?
It's not good advice.
I don't think it's good advice.
Like, it's horrible. You got to think about your reputation. Le'Veon Bell still has plenty of time in this league.
Yeah.
You know, and see, he wants somebody to give him the most money that any running back's ever gotten. That would be a bad look.
That's never going to happen, by the way.
You don't think he's going to be the highest paid running back?
No.
Okay.
No. At this stage, well, he's older than Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
And, you know, holding out, I don't think he's going to get that kind of money from somebody. People just don't pay running backs like that. I mean, I think he's terrific, but I'm not paying him anything like that.
I've seen a lot of Texans fans hoping that they would trade him to the Texans.
The Texans wouldn't pay him that money.
I don't think they would either.
They have that money. But I think that money is going to be better spent trying to fix an offensive line and a secondary next year and maybe your defensive line again. So, what are the odds T.Y. goes for 150 yards?
Ooh, that's a lot. Odell didn't even go for 150, did he?
No, he went for 109.
I'll go 15%.
Yeah, I'll go less than that.
But I'll go 50%. He goes over 100.
40%.
To me, over under is probably 99.5.
One thing that Cody made a good point in his little Pro Football Focus thing that he does. Talk about Andrew Luck. He is his grade has gone down each game this year from the first game to the third game to a 54.7 against the Eagles. Now it's the Eagles defense. Oh, the Eagles secondary has got some issues right now. But said he threw for 164 yards and just 4.1 yards per attempt. I'm a little concerned that maybe the arm isn't as strong as it needs to be. Maybe it's already getting a little bit of fatigue just because.
Well, like I said, when they took him out of the game and let Jacoby Brissett throw the Hail Mary, I was like, oh, boy.
That bothered me less just because do you really want him heaving a ball as hard
as
he can?
Does he need to be doing? Probably not.
With a shoulder coming off of that. So.
But I guess in my head, I was thinking, well, if he's 100% healthy, he can throw that.
Yeah, but do you want him doing it?
I guess not, but rather be on the side of caution.
Yeah, this is a guy that just, you know, he's been gone for a year because of a shoulder. The last thing I want to do is say, oh, yeah, just throw this as hard as you can and see where it lands.
Yeah.
But, no, I think that's a concern. That's the only reason why I'm not unloading on the Colts this week, to be perfectly fair.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about where your Texans offensive line ranks. And I know Cowboys fan is really frustrated with their offensive line. I think they're going to be surprised.
Cowboy fan is spoiled because they're used to having, like, the best offensive line. So now it's like, oh, we're top 10. This is BS.
And we've decided we'll take Jason Garrett in a straight trade because he only has 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, he's cheaper to cut.
Yeah.
Cheaper to cut. All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. If you own your home, listen up. The guys over at Bill Advisor are about to hook you up. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a pain. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. How about that? Grab your phone right now. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. You're getting a full quote with excellent coverage in seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner is saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore, guys. Bill Advisor is going to find you those savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor. To a woman so heartless, how could you be so heartless?
Oh, how could you be so heartless? Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go. With the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.